Well, North Korea's second nuclear test now, you know, is a significant concern. I mean, it does represent, you know, a very dangerous precedent. It does signify that North Korea is continuing nuclear weapons development. It does pose a health and environmental risk itself by releasing long-lived radioisotopes under the ground where they can leak into groundwater and where potentially they could, you know, leak into the atmosphere as well. And of course it breaks the global norm against nuclear testing, which unfortunately has not yet been codified into a solid treaty. And I think that's one of the most important lessons and points to make out of this you know, sorry episode, is that it really accentuates the importance of bringing into force the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty, which was negotiated now 13 years ago to ban nuclear tests in all environments by all countries forever, and that languishes and hasn't yet entered into force because there are still 9 holdout countries that haven't yet signed and ratified it. And it really increases the pressure on those countries, which includes China and the United States, to do so, and then we'll be in a much stronger position to have a global treaty that will help prevent this kind of nuclear test being conducted by North Korea now or anyone else in the future. I think every day we live with this terrible risk, you know, that the world could end, you know, civilization as we know it, the habitability of the planet could end in a matter of hours if even a tiny fraction of the nuclear arsenals that still exist were deployed. There are about 25,000 nuclear weapons still in the world. We know from recent climate modelling studies using the same modelling and by the same scientists that have taught us what we know about climate change, that even a tiny proportion, less than half of 1% of the global nuclear arsenal targeted on cities, could result in a global climatic catastrophe that would imperil human civilization. So the stakes are really extremely high, and we live in this extremely unstable world where some nations have claimed nuclear weapons as essential to their own security, but nuclear weapons in anybody else's hands are such a profound international threat that they would even justify a preemptive war to get rid of them, as we've seen in Iraq, for example. That's simply not going to wash, and I think what this test shows more than anything else is that that kind of nuclear apartheid is unsustainable, and that the only approach that really has legs on it is one consistent standard, zero nuclear weapons for all countries. And I think the sooner we see serious progress towards that goal, now particularly a hopeful environment with the new Obama administration in the US talking much more seriously about this than any previous US administration, I think the prospects are now better than they've ever been. And we've agreed on global treaties to abolish cluster munitions and landmines, most recently chemical and biological weapons in the past, even dum-dum bullets, you know, more than a century ago. So there is plenty of precedent for abolishing whole classes of weapons by a comprehensive treaty. And many of us would argue that the same approach should be applied for nuclear weapons, that a nuclear weapons convention that would outlaw possession, development, use, transfer of nuclear weapons is really increasingly urgent and the best way to deal with this issue.